Minute 6, Money and Shopping.
You better not disappoint the folks back home. Here you are in Russia, in the land of those exotic dolls, furs, and caviar. There are dozens of shops waiting to help you find the items on your wish list.
Добрый день. Мне нужен настоящий русский сувенир.
Сколько приблизительно вы хотите платить?
You don't want to spend too much on souvenirs, maybe something in the 100,000 ruble range.
Не слишком много. Пожалуй, 100,000 рублей.
Тогда я вам рекомендую эту красивую матрешку. Она сделана народным русским мастером и очень красивая.
That lovely Russian doll with all the baby ones inside is clearly the handiwork of a true Russian folk artist. How much does it cost?
Сколько она стоит?
120,000 рублей, но за такую работу это мало.
Хорошо, я возьму.
In many shops, the clerk will have to write out an order form for you, which you take to the nearest cashier. She will stamp it paid, and you then bring it back to the original counter.
Я сейчас вам выпишу чек. Платите в кассу, и я вам заверну подарок.
Спасибо.
Now, listen to a friend asking for a fur hat.
А где здесь продаются меховые шапки?
Мужские шапки во втором ряду на втором этаже. Женские шляпы в первом ряду на том же этаже.
The men's hats are on the second floor, and the women's hats on the third. I think she said in the second aisle of floor two. Now, what size do I need?
Вам помочь?
Мне нужна шапка, размер 59.
Пожалуйста, у нас новый выбор шапок из кроликов и волков.
Given a large selection of rabbit and wolf skin hats, this may take a while. After he has chosen one that he particularly likes, he decides to try it on. But it looks a little small.
Эта шапка мне очень нравится, но она мне мала.
Это 59 размер. Примерьте эту шапку, она побольше.
Since size 59 was too small, the sales clerk suggests he try on something larger.
Какой размер?
61.
Да. Она сидит хорошо. Сколько стоит?
Yes, that one. Size 61 fits just fine, and the price is right, too.
75,000 рублей.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Alexandra is looking for a new dress.
Какой у вас размер? 14. Но это платье мне велико.
This dress is a size 14, but it's far too big on her. It won't do.
Как насчет этого платья? Да, стиль мне нравится.
She decides to take it. She also inquires where she might find a sweater for her husband.
Я возьму. Где касса? А где можно купить свитер моему мужу? Мужской трикотаж на первом этаже, в третьем ряду.
As she heads down the escalator for the first floor, Alexandra thanks the saleswoman for her kind help.
Спасибо за вашу помощь. Да не за что.
In one of the little specialty counters in the store, the young man has made a major purchase. And now he's trying to figure out how to pay for it.
Можно платить кредитной карточкой?
Мы принимаем American Express и визу, но только в главной кассе, на первом этаже.
Most places accept credit cards, but only at the central cash office. That seems like a lot of work. Maybe traveler's checks will work better.
А дорожные чеки?
Нет. Но есть обменный пункт прямо рядом с кассой. И там вы можете взять наличные с кредитной карточки и обменять, сколько вам нужно.
To exchange money in Russia, you have to find an exchange point. One of the newer options is to receive a cash advance in rubles on your credit card. Then you remember that you promised almost everyone at home that you would send a postcard from Russia. There's a little kiosk with postcards on that corner.
Смотрите, какие хорошие открытки. Нам надо всем по одной послать.
Хорошо. У вас можно купить марки?
You can probably purchase postcards and stamps all in the same place. Ask, and be ready to tell the clerk where you are sending them.
Куда? США, Канаду и в Англию.
To the USA, to Canada, and one to England.
В США и Канаду открытка стоит 250 рублей, а письмо стоит 500 рублей.
That wasn't all that expensive. Compared to other European countries, postage here is a bargain. Katya and Boris have been out shopping too, but they decided to go to one of the city's markets.
Слушай, Катя, пока мы здесь на рынке, давай возьмем что-нибудь на легкий ужин.
Ладно, я возьму 300 грамм сыра и 250 грамм колбасы.
To do food shopping in Russia, you almost have to be a mathematician. 300 grams of this, 250 grams of that.
Лучше купи ветчину. Она хорошо выглядит. А я забегу за хлебом и вином.
Ham, cheese, bread and wine. What a meal. Only don't take the sweet dessert wine. Ask for something dry.
Только не покупай сладкое вино. Я пью только сухое белое вино.
Хорошо. И не забудь фрукты, апельсины или груши.
That ought to be enough for two people, except for some fruit for dessert. They decide to split apart to save time and meet together again in about 15 minutes.
И встретимся мы здесь через 15 минут.
Ты взял с собой авоську?
Конечно. И портфель у меня большой, на всякий случай.
Russians always seem to have a bag handy, just in case they need to purchase something. And did you ever wonder why all those men are carrying briefcases home on the metro? If you want to be prepared, you'll carry a just-in-case bag, too.
Let's practice some of the phrases and expressions you'll need to shop till you drop in Russia. Make sure they understand that you need a real Russian souvenir.
Мне нужен настоящий русский сувенир.
The word to pay in Russian is...
Платить.
How much do you want to pay?
Сколько вы хотите платить?
The sales clerk wants to recommend one of those Russian nested dolls.
Я вам рекомендую эту красивую матрешку.
Another clerk recommends a palik box, one of those lovely lacquered boxes.
Я вам рекомендую эту красивую палехскую шкатулку.
Ask how much it costs.
Сколько она стоит?
If you like something, tell the sales clerk you'll take it.
Хорошо, я возьму.
Ask where the fur hats are on sale.
Где здесь продаются меховые шапки?
Listen for someone offering you help.
Вам помочь?
Tell them you need a hat size 59.
Мне нужна шапка, размер 59.
Do you like it? Say so.
Эта шапка мне очень нравится.
This one is too small.
Она мне мала.
Or perhaps it's too big.
Она мне велика.
Ask if you can try on this dress.
Можно примерить это платье?
Ask where the cashier's desk is.
Где касса?
Try to find out where you can purchase a sweater.
Где можно купить свитер?
You might want to thank the young woman for her help.
Спасибо за вашу помощь.
She'll probably tell you to think nothing of it.
Да не за что.
Since you're not carrying too much cash, you inquire if you can pay with a credit card.
Можно платить кредитной карточкой?
What about traveler's checks?
А дорожные чеки?
Don't forget to send some postcards with pretty Russian stamps back home. Ask if you can purchase postcards here.
У вас можно купить открытки?
Can you also purchase stamps here?
У вас можно купить марки?
When he or she asks, where to?
Куда?
Be ready to answer to the USA, to Canada, to England.
США, в Канаду и в Англию.
How about some purchases at the market? you'll need to know Russian numbers. For example, 300 grams of cheese.
300 грамм сыра.
That's more than half a pound. To get just about half a pound, order 250 grams of salami.
250 грамм колбасы.
If you want a bit more than a pound, order 500 grams of ham.
500 грамм ветчины.
Or simply half a kilogram.
Пол кило.
Don't forget to ask for some dry white wine.
Сухое белое вино.
And don't forget some fruit, like oranges or pears.
И не забудь фрукты. Апельсины или груши.
Now it's your turn. In the souvenir shop, tell the woman that you need a real Russian souvenir.
Мне нужен настоящий русский сувенир.
Tell her you'll take one of those lovely lacquered Palech boxes.
Я возьму эту красивую палехскую шкатулку.
Ask how much it costs.
Сколько она стоит?
Can you find where they're selling fur hats?
Где здесь продаются меховые шапки?
Tell them you need a hat.
Мне нужна шапка.
Tell the sales lady you like it very much.
Эта шапка мне очень нравится.
This one is too small.
Она мне мала.
This one is too big.
Она мне велика.
Ask if you can try on this dress.
Можно примерить это платье?
When you think you've made up your mind, ask where the cashier's desk is.
Где касса?
Find out if they'll take traveler's checks.
А дорожные чеки?
Don't you want to get some postcards and stamps for friends and relatives back home? Find out if you can purchase postcards here.
У вас можно купить открытки?
Can you also purchase stamps here?
У вас можно купить марки?
Say that you want to send them to the USA.
США.
Finally, let's pick up a few items for a light dinner snack. Some cheese, say 300 grams.
300 грамм сыра.
That salami looks good. Take a half a pound, better say 250 grams in Russian.
250 грамм колбасы.
Let's top that evening fare off with some dry white wine and some fruits.
Сухое белое вино и фрукты.
Sounds like a day well spent to me. Congratulations. Now, sit back and enjoy yourself. Unit 7. Leisure Time.
After all that shopping, isn't it time you thought about the other pleasures of Russia? The theater and ballet, for example. First, let's ask Nina what's going on in the theater this evening.
Что сегодня идет в театре?
Вы любите оперу или балет?
Some like ballet, others prefer the opera. But most of all, you want to see the inside of the Bolshoi.
Я очень хочу посмотреть Большой театр.
В Большом театре сегодня вечером балет «Спящая красавица».
If you like ballet, you're in luck. Sleeping Beauty is being performed this evening at the Bolshoi.
А во Дворце съездов?
Опера «Пиковая дама».
And for you opera fans, the Queen of Spades is being performed at the Palace of Congresses. See if tickets are available.
У вас есть два билета в Большой театр?
Пожалуйста. Билеты в партере по 5000 рублей, а в первом ярусе по 2500 рублей.
Два билета в партере, пожалуйста.
Two orchestra seats. What good fortune. Now to tell Nina, and then get dressed for an evening out at the theater. When you get there, you will be asked to check your coats. The coat check attendant will ask if you want opera glasses. Be sure to take them, and leave a modest tip. Later on, you can retrieve your coat without standing in line.
Вам бинокль?
Конечно. Два, пожалуйста.
While you are checking the coats and taking two pairs of opera glasses, Nina has gone to purchase some programs.
Сколько стоит программка?
Маленькая за 300 рублей, а большая за 2000 рублей.
Since this is a special evening, you'll want to remember, she purchases two of the large programs with pictures galore.
Две большие. Скажите, пожалуйста, где буфет?
There's just enough time to try out the refreshment stand. Maybe for a glass of champagne and some caviar, or a tasty pastry.
Один буфет внизу, а маленький буфет в фойе, на втором этаже.
Нина, что хотите пить? Шампанское?
С удовольствием. И бутерброд с икрой.
И я возьму пирожное и одно круглое печенье.
But there goes the second bell. After the third, the doors are closed, so let's get moving.
Уже второй звонок. Нам пора идти. При третьем звонке закроют двери.
Наши места в партере. На левой стороне ряд 12-й, места 44-е, 45-е.
Пойдемте.
Meanwhile, the younger generation is looking for just a little more action this evening. Maybe a visit to a hopping discotheque or a variety show.
Вы можете рекомендовать хорошую дискотеку?
Вы хотите только танцевать или смотреть шоу?
Мы здесь первый раз, поэтому нам нужен ваш совет.
Over at the Rossio Hotel, there is a nightclub where you can dance and see a show.
В гостинице «Россия» есть ночной бар. Там вы можете и танцевать, и смотреть шоу. Там поют и русские песни.
Как ты считаешь, Боря, куда нам идти?
It looks like Borya wants a different kind of action. He's heard about the nightlife at one of Moscow's new gambling establishments.
Я слышал, что казино Александр Блок очень интересное место. Там собирается вся Москва.
Maybe the two of them can compromise on this evening's activity. They can both go to a show and still have plenty of the night left for a visit to the casino.
Пойдем сперва на шоу, а потом в казино.
Well, the show was spectacular and the dancing was terrific too. But what's this? An admission charge to the casino?
Сколько стоит вход?
По 20 000 рублей. В стоимость включается два напитка.
At least the price included some drinks. The next morning, down in the lobby, a couple is discussing how to see some of the masterpieces of Russian painting and iconography.
Саша, ты был в Третьяковской галерее?
Нет, но говорят, что это самый интересный музей в Москве.
The Tretyakov Gallery is by far the most interesting art museum in Moscow.
Там действительно очень богатая коллекция и икон, и портретов, и картин 18 и 19 века.
Whether it's just for the icons or the portraits and paintings of the 18th and 19th centuries, as well as contemporary art, if it's by Russian painters, then it's probably represented here.
Там есть современное искусство.
Там представлены картины русских мастеров. Картины западных художников ты увидишь, когда мы будем в Петербурге, в Эрмитаже.
For the masterpieces of European art, you can visit the Pushkin Museum in Moscow. But you could also wait for the magnificent Hermitage collection in St. Petersburg. At the museum, you will have to pay an admission fee.
Сколько стоит билет в музей?
6000 рублей.
Ask if there is an excursion planned in English. Perhaps you can rent headphones and a cassette tape for your own personal guided tour.
Есть экскурсии на английском языке?
Нет, но вы можете взять магнитофон, экскурсовод.
But our two visitors think they can handle the Russian language version of the tour, and so they inquire about the next excursion in Russian.
А на русском языке?
Да. Следующая экскурсия на русском языке начинается через 15 минут.
After the excursion, don't forget to pick up your things at the coat check stand and return your claim check.
Ирина, Дай номерок, и я пойду в гардероб за нашими пальто.
Спасибо. Я пойду в туалет. Не забудь мою сумку и зонт.
While Irina's off at the ladies' room, Sasha can pick up her purse and umbrella. He's already thinking of how he can get to see a hockey match here in Moscow.
Боря, я очень люблю хоккей. Как можно посмотреть матч?
Сегодня играют наши лучшие московские команды. Спартак и Динамо.
They're in luck. Spartak and Dynamo are playing tonight. Where can they purchase tickets?
Где можно достать билеты?
Прямо на стадионе, до начала игры.
Они играют на Олимпийском стадионе около стадиона имени Ленина.
The Olympic Stadium is easy to get to. You just take the metro to Lenin Stadium. The starting time is 6:30 p.m.
Правильно. Игра начинается в 18 часов 30 минут.
Ты не хочешь пойти со мной?
Боря is delighted to accept the invitation to go. It's been a while since he took time out for a hockey match.
Почему нет? Я давно не смотрел хоккей.
When they get to the ticket window at the stadium, Боря steps right up.
Сколько стоит билет?
3000 рублей или на балконе 1500 рублей.
Два билета по 3000.
Two tickets in hand, the friends are about to enjoy an evening of fast-paced hockey, Russian style.
Whether it's a hockey game, a discotheque, or the old-fashioned opera and ballet, these phrases will help you to make your plans for the evening. Practice them after our speakers. You'll first want to find out what's playing in the theater today.
Что идет сегодня в театре?
Say you'd like to see an opera.
Я очень хочу посмотреть оперу.
Or you might say, I want to see a ballet.
Я очень хочу посмотреть балет.
Since Spartacus is playing at the Bolshoi, you should ask if they have two tickets.
У вас есть два билета в Большой театр?
Let them know that's two tickets in the orchestra.
Два билета в партере, пожалуйста.
Do you want the opera glasses? Take a pair for each of you.
Два, пожалуйста.
To ask the price for the program, you say...
Сколько стоит программка?
At the upstairs refreshment bar, ask for a glass of champagne.
Бокал шампанского, пожалуйста.
And be sure to try one of those caviar canapés.
И бутерброд с икрой.
Ask someone where your seats are.
Где наши места?
Can anyone here recommend a good disco?
Вы можете рекомендовать хорошую дискотеку?
Can you ask that young man if he wants to dance?
Вы хотите танцевать?
There are so many choices. Where should we go?
Куда нам идти?
Learn how to compromise. Let's go first to a show, then to the casino.
Пойдем сперва на шоу. А потом в казино.
Be sure you ask about the admission charge.
Сколько стоит вход?
If you're interested in contemporary art, ask.
Там есть современное искусство.
You will want to find out if there are excursions in English.
Есть экскурсии на английском языке?
And if you want to hear it in Russian,
а на русском языке?
Tell your host you are going to the men's or ladies' room.
Я пойду в туалет.
If you really like something, you can say I love it, as in I love hockey.
Я очень люблю хоккей.
And be sure to find out where you can get some tickets.
где можно достать билеты?
If you would like some company, you can ask a friend if she would like to go with you.
Ты не хочешь пойти со мной?
As long as good seats are still available, take two tickets at 3,000 rubles.
Два билета по 3,000.
Now, let's see how much you can accomplish all by yourself. Ask what's playing in the theater today.
Что сегодня идет в театре?
Tell your guide you'd like to see an opera.
Я хочу посмотреть оперу.
How do you say, I want to see a ballet?
Я хочу посмотреть балет.
At the box office, order two orchestra seats.
Два билета в партере, пожалуйста.
Can you order a glass of champagne for your guest?
Бокал шампанского, пожалуйста.
Don't pass up the chance for a caviar canopy.
И бутерброд с икрой.
Ask the usher where your seats are.
Где наши места?
Can you ask that young woman in the disco if she wants to dance?
Вы хотите танцевать?
When you get to the museum, ask about the admission charge.
Сколько стоит вход?
Are there excursions in English?
Есть экскурсии на английском языке?
And if you want to hear it in Russian.
А на русском языке?
Tell your host you're going to the men's room.
Я пойду в туалет.
Let them know how much you love hockey.
Я очень люблю хоккей.
If you can get two tickets, ask a friend if he would like to go with you.
Ты не хочешь пойти со мной?
With all that you can do or say, there won't be a boring moment the whole trip. Unit 8. Excursions.
There are dozens of half-day and full-day excursions, or side trips, to occupy your time in Russia. Here's a young man discussing his options at the service bureau in his Petersburg hotel.
Какие у вас экскурсии?
У нас экскурсия по городу по вторникам и четвергам.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are good days for trips. Many places are closed on Mondays. He's already heard about the magnificent palace and grounds at Petrodvorets, Peterhof, or Peter's Palace.
Я слышал много хорошего об экскурсии в Петродворец.
Летом вы можете туда поехать на метеоре, а зимой только на автобусе.
Peter's Summer Palace is spectacular, but so much nicer in summer when the fountains are working. If you just want to see one of the imperial palaces, you can try the one at the village of Pushkin.
Там можно посещать дворец?
Конечно. Музей открыт каждый день, кроме понедельника. Но если вас интересуют дворцы, лучше поехать в Пушкин. Там, по-моему, самый красивый дворец. Его почти полностью реставрировали.
Many of the historic sites in Petersburg were partially destroyed in the war. But thanks to the ongoing restoration, much has been returned to its original splendor. It sounds like our young gentleman has decided to go to both Petrodvorets and Pushkin.
Тогда один билет в Петродворец на среду и еще один билет в Пушкин на пятницу.
The next morning he asks the doorman where the excursion departs from.
Откуда отправляется экскурсия?
Прямо от входа гостиницы в 9 часов утра.
Right in front of the hotel at 9 a.m. Also, in the lobby, it seems that two like-minded individuals have struck up a conversation.
Здравствуйте. Меня зовут Джон. Я из Бостона.
Меня зовут Маша. Я из Москвы, но в Петербурге я первый раз.
It sounds like John from Boston and Masha from Moscow don't appreciate big crowds. Maybe they could form a twosome and see some of the sights together.
Я не очень люблю большие группы. Пожалуй, мы могли пойти в поход вместе.
Я не знаю о большом походе, но можно просто погулять в красивых парках города, например, в Смольном.
The Smolny Institute was the first girls' school in Russia, and it served as Lenin's headquarters as he planned the October 1917 revolution. The grounds are a lovely park, but how to get there without a map?
Я забыл план города в номере. Спросим ту женщину в киоске.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как попасть в Смольный?
Идите прямо через парк до конца аллеи. Когда вы выйдете из парка, с правой стороны вы увидите собор и дворец. Это Смольный.
That's not too difficult. Just walk straight down this alley through the park, and at the exit of the park, the cathedral and palace will be off to the right. Well, that certainly was an interesting way to spend the afternoon. But will this new friendship continue tomorrow?
Какие у вас планы на завтра?
Я бы хотела искупаться. Я вчера бегала, но сегодня слишком жарко.
She really is into physical activity. Jogging yesterday, but it's just too hot for running today. Where can they go swimming in Petersburg?
Можно купаться на набережной около Петропавловской крепости.
Замечательная идея. И после купания можно посмотреть Петропавловскую крепость и собор.
Now there's a great idea. After a swim on the banks of the Peter and Paul Fortress, they can walk inside the fortress and look inside the famous cathedral where the czars from Peter the Great on are buried.
Там похоронены цари и императоры России, Петр Великий, Екатерина II.
И там монетный двор и музей истории города Санкт-Петербург.
I wonder if they offer free samples of Russian coins at the Mint. And then there's the fascinating museum of the city of St. Petersburg. But that's for another day. Now, back at the hotel, here's a tour group that arrived last night. One of its members is trying to find out just a little more about the day's program.
Ирина, что у нас сегодня по программе?
Мы идем в Эрмитаж, бывший зимний дворец русских царей.
Да, и один из крупнейших музеев мира.
Not only was the Winter Palace home to the Russian Tsars, but it is still today one of the largest art museums in the world. When they finally get there after lunch, Natasha, the guide, explains to John the procedures for most museums: checking one's coat, putting on slippers to protect the palace floors, paying a fee for photography, etc.
Один билет, пожалуйста.
Джон, вон гардероб. Сними пальто и надень тапочки.
John wants to share his memories with friends back home. Can he take photographs here?
Здесь можно фотографировать.
Да, за плату. 5000 рублей за фото, 12000 рублей за видео. После экскурсии мы посмотрим киоск для сувениров. Там красивые открытки, альбомы и так далее.
That's a little steep for taking pictures, but the funds to keep up the exhibits have to come from somewhere. John is looking for paintings by Russian artists. But if that's the case, he's in the wrong museum.
Где здесь картины русских мастеров?
В этом музее представлены шедевры западного искусства. Полотна русских мастеров находятся в русском музее.
Maybe they can take a trip to the Russian museum some other day.
If you want to get around to see the city sights, it's a good idea to check on the local excursions down at the service bureau.
Какие у вас экскурсии?
Ask when they have a city tour.
Когда у вас экскурсия по городу?
Do you know the days of the week to understand the answer? Most museums are closed on Monday.
В понедельник.
Good days for trips are Tuesday and Wednesday.
Во вторник и в среду.
Thursdays and Fridays are fine too.
В четверг и в пятницу.
But since many Russians have the weekend off, things are likely to be more crowded on Saturday and Sunday.
Субботу и воскресенье.
Both Petrodvoryets and Pushkin are lovely. Ask if you can visit the palace there.
Там можно посещать дворец.
Order one ticket to Petrodvoryets for Wednesday.
Тогда один билет в Петродворец на среду.
If you want to spend the day with Natasha, ask her what her plans are for tomorrow.
Какие у вас планы на завтра?
It's too hot for me today.
Сегодня слишком жарко.
If it's too cold, say...
Сегодня слишком холодно.
You want to go to the Peter and Paul Fortress. What's the best way to get there?
Как лучше туда проехать?
It's probably best to go by metro.
Лучше на метро.
We could also go there on foot.
Мы можем туда пойти пешком.
Find out what's on your day's program.
Что у нас сегодня по программе?
What a day! We're going to the Hermitage. Can you say that?
Мы идем в Эрмитаж.
Ask for a ticket, please.
Один билет, пожалуйста.
Before you take those photos, you should ask if it's permitted.
Здесь можно фотографировать.
Ever since Russia has gone capitalist, you can do almost anything for a price.
За плату.
It's going to be your turn now to see if you can move around the city and its sights with confidence. First, let's find out what excursions are offered here.
Какие у вас экскурсии?
Ask when the city tour is scheduled.
Когда у вас экскурсия по городу?
Tell them you'd like to go on Monday.
В понедельник.
One of your friends would like to have you over for dinner, but it's going to be a busy week. Tell him you can make it on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Во вторник или в среду.
Do you remember when you have meetings already set up? Tell your boss that they're planned for Thursday and Friday.
В четверг и в пятницу.
You would really love to visit a palace such as Petrodvorets. Ask if that's possible there.
Там можно посещать дворец.
Since the palace will be open, order a ticket for Petrodvorets.
Тогда один билет в Петродворец.
You can just ask for directions. Ask the next passerby how to get to Smolny.
Скажите, пожалуйста, как попасть в Смольный?
Since you'd rather spend the day with a friend, ask Irina what plans she has for tomorrow.
Какие у вас планы на завтра?
I can't stand this heat. It's too hot today. Can you say that?
Сегодня слишком жарко.
Wherever you want to go, ask what's the best way to get there.
Как лучше туда проехать?
If you want to walk, you can suggest that we go there on foot.
Мы можем туда пойти пешком.
Before you make other plans, find out what's on your day's program.
Что у нас сегодня по программе?
Since your friend has decided not to come along, you only need one ticket.
Один билет, пожалуйста.
Remember that in most places you can probably take photos, although you may be asked to pay a small fee. Even so, it's better to check if it's permitted to use your camera here.
Здесь можно фотографировать.
You're certainly going to have a grand time in Petersburg and in all those other lovely Russian cities. This is the end of Side A on Tape 2.